how do you describe a redneck? Do you use that word first?
It's kind of prejudice, maybe, in country.
What would you call the man you work for?
Boss.
White people who are not well off and have not had a chance at education, especially those that are good for nothing and too lazy to work. What are they?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard the term cracker?
No.
Have you ever heard the term white trash?
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Poor, kind of.
Are they city people?
No, country.
Somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways and is conspicuous when he gets here would be what?
Country.
What about the term Hoosier?
Never heard it.
You never heard it?
No.
Have you ever heard, hayseed?
No.
How about hillbilly? You've heard that?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Somebody that lives up in the hills.
Do they, what if, say, your parents bought a house up in the mountains, would they be hillbillies?
No, I guess not. I guess somebody that was raised up there and their families lived up there for a long time, kind of country.
Mm-hmm. What was that movie that was out a couple of years ago that really showed quite a few hillbillies?
Deliverance?
Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
No.
At a party, you might look at your watch and see that it's 11:30 or so. You say, well, we better be getting home. It's blank midnight.
Past midnight?
If it's just 11:30.
Almost.
That ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I blank fell 3 or 4 times.
Almost.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him, he calls you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
Jiffy.
Do you say, you ever use something like using a measure of time?
A minute.
So you say, I'll be with you in
a minute.
You know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. So you ask somebody, how blank, or what would you say if you want to? No, you're going to Jackson, say.
How much further?
If you're pointing out something nearby, you say, what?
Look.
What if you were reprimanding someone? Or if you want to show somebody that they were doing something wrong. And you were kind of mad about it because you knew they knew better.
Don't do that.
Would you ever say, look here?
No.
If you want to know how many times, you say, how blank do you go to Atlanta?
How often?
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say,
me either.
Or,
neither am I.
This is my
forehead.